The Security Council of the Russian Federation convened at the presidential residence of Gorky, outside Moscow. It was an enormous, highly guarded complex, encompassing 80 hectares of wooded land. Located centrally was the main building with a floor area of 2,000 square meters. All of the retreats available to Russian presidents, more than 10 across the country in total, Gorky ranked as a favorite. The massive Gorky mansion had a simple yet formidable outward design and a luxurious interior worthy of czars. "I should go to that house, fight my way in, get those papers." Felix snorted, his heels returning to the ground.
"Why? It will not help. He will simply throw you to the lions also."
Remus flinched and Felix shook his head.
"Sorry."
Remus backed away from the board and turned, walking beneath the arches and descending the steps.
"They arrested Albus last night."
"I heard. Not surprising given he was with me there every day of her training. Good thing Lady Prysis sold the boy off before he was implicated in this mess."
The casually dressed suspects, three Iranians and two North Koreans, panicked as they found themselves surrounded by Erinthrat 26, the Special Operations Unit of the Royal Thai Police. The Iranian higher-up barked a command in Farsi to his two subordinates as he whipped out a handgun and opened fire at the advancing Thai team. A North Korean also drew his semi-automatic as his comrade took flight. None of them stood any chance against the special unit. The armor-clad members of Erinthrat 26 scythed them down with a storm of bullets from Heckler & Koch MP5 submachine guns. The room was spacious, both in breadth and depth. So too was it spotless, elegant, upper class, and without doubt, English. Alongside that certainty came another. He'd never set eyes on these four walls in his life. Walls golden with warm afternoon light, if he was reading the day correctly. A flash of lucidity came to him. London, Jake's foyer, blood everywhere, unrelenting heat, a pair of coal-black eyes, hostile, watching him sink into black-edged oblivion. Malaria. He hadn't experienced a flare-up in years, but when it circled back around, it was always quick to remind him of its power and its potential for devastation.